Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like to apologize
for what?
To absolutely no one.
The two-time champ does absolutely.
Sky, you know.
Ah, we're on.
Yeah.
Sky,
makes,
you know.
It makes sense because. Are you recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Main chat podcast. Oh, go on.
Yeah, it makes sense because of the barefoot. Thing that's going on currently at the moment, plus at, as well as that, yeah, your foot really and truly, like the way your foot is shaped. Let's get into the intro.
Yeah. Men Chat Podcast episode 231.
Yes sir.
You know it is. Two Dems, the real is back, the real is back.
Come
I
on.
I am him, Himmy Neutron in the flesh. Dancing DK, watch back, the best member of the Dark Skin Society.
Indeed.
Do your Googles. If you don't know already, you should definitely get to know.
Yes, sir. Cole Sanusi, Don Corleone in the building, the one and only. AKA Errol Coolins, AKA C Note, AKA Hollywood Cole.
Yes, sir.
Coming for your left ear, your right ear, surround sound, smart speakers, portable speakers, you name it, we are there.
Yes, sir.
Episode 231. Let's get it.
It's E-My G45, the G solid in my name, the 4-5 is silent.
Uh-huh.
It's King's Chibogwe, mm-hmm. Prince of the East, Tin Four Hat Eames,
mm-hmm.
E-Man Prime,
mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Black Mamba Dove, G-A-M.
Yeah.
Let's get straight into it. God is great.
Oh my God, I've got to tell you guys.
Oh yeah. Yes, that's what you wanted to inform us about.
My girlfriend, basically, she went to, well, we actually went to a Indian wedding because her colleague was getting married. So we went there last week. Well, I guess it would be last week when this comes out, on Thursday after work. So we went there, it was really nice, really like fancy. There was loads of like, just loads of stuff going on. Like there was like a free bar, there was like food, the food was incredible, like there was like a vibe, there was like a DJ, loads of different tables, there was like people in it, and it was like in like a football stadium's like back, you know how they have hospitality rooms, so it was like in this really big hall. It was incredible. Obviously I don't know the person who's getting married, so I'm just like whatever, I'm just here because I'm just here so I don't get fined, so those kind of vibes. And I'm quite close friends with Sophie's other colleague's husband.
Okay.
So like we were kind of sitting together as a four and with some other people on the table. So as we get in, we're sat down and they're about to do like the end speeches. So the dad was doing a speech, the brother done a speech, and they were both very heartfelt speeches, and they were like playing like nice music as they were like walking up and whatnot, because the DJ was actually doing a good job. So right towards the end, the DJ is like, oh, so we have one last speech for someone to do. And it's for the groom. So the groom comes over. As he's walking over, Giggs Talking the Hardest starts blasting from the speakers as he's walking up. This is entrance music to go do his speech at his wedding.
Okay.
I looked at the Sophie's partner's friend, and he looked back at me, and we were just like, we were trying so hard not to laugh.
Why did he feel the need to pick that song?
So later on in the night, you know, as a wedding, you know, you have to work the room, you've got to talk to people, whatnot. So he eventually lands on our table. So I'm like, out of curiosity, like, you picked that song to play. And it's like, yeah, man, I picked it. I'm from Hayes, man. I had to represent. But then I was like, Hayes. Gigs ain't from Hayes. I was thinking Gigs is not from Hayes.
Where is Hayes?
West London.
That man is from South.
That man is from Peckham, bro.
He might be the most Peckham person to ever Peckham.
I didn't want to ruin that man's night, so I just laughed it off. But in I'm my mind,
I have to represent.
It's just
I would have thrown up.
It was more just the fact that he picked Gigs Talking the Hardest as his as a song to walk up to. I can see all the elders looking at him like,
what song are you walking up to?
Bro, I'm walking up to fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin when the glass breaks. Nah, I don't even know, to be honest. But you got me thinking, what would you guys pick if you had to pick a song?
I have no idea.
Is that even a thing? Like, do you even walk up to...
Nah, you don't.
When you're about to do your speech?
You just walk.
It just caught me so off guard. Like, straight into the chorus, like, if you're talking the hardest. I was like, what
that's
the heck?
That's so weird. And then, do you know what my biggest issue is? I'm from Hayes. You know I had to represent.
I thought he would have said something like, I grew up in South, like, Gigs is like my third uncle removed. I would have been like, yeah, yeah, cool. All
right.
There was no relation. Yeah.
The man them too inconsiderate.
Bro.
Hotel smoking cigarette, that's me.
That's crazy.
I saw the Doja Cat. What's this? How can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay. And the guy was getting married. And the wife was right next to him. He's like, bro, what are you doing?
Someone did that.
And he was doing bar for bar, lyric for lyric.
So wait, Doja Cat, no, Central C's Doja played at his wedding.
Yeah.
That's not going to be a man.
I think this is like, when you say I do, and you're walking down the aisle.
Maybe his girl is bisexual.
My bitch is gay. It's like,
that's what just got married. By the way, I'm very sure
that guy was a Muslim. It's like, bro, what are you doing? Muslim.
Mashallah, brother.
Yeah.
Mashallah, brother.
Listen, so I was perplexed, man.
Yeah, no, some that people are just doing, they're just being extra, bro.
Because I would have looked at you
though. Bro, it was literally the Lippy and the Margs meme. I looked at him and he looked at me and we were just like, this cannot actually be happening right
That's
now. Like,
insane sentence. You know I'm from Hayes. That's the name of the episode. I know it's long.
I had to represent. I'm from Hayes. I have to represent.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I just feel like I should have shared that tip with you guys, because that shit is funny as hell.
That's insanity.
The look that we gave each other. Oh, mate, if we were in there as that happened, I swear, they would have had to kick us out.
Oh, well, you know them ones.
They would have had
You'd have
to
been
kick
inconsolable.
You would have been like, who's allowed this?
I wouldn't even.
Who has actually allowed this to happen?
I wouldn't entertain it.
No, nah. The cameras. Oh, dead ass.
But it was an incredible like wedding, truthfully. Like, I was actually quite interesting to see. Because I guess the more you go to it, the more you kind of realise what you might want for yours or what you think is actually feasible. Because without that, I don't really have
them
a
them shits
a
is
clue.
Expensive, man.
Oh yeah, they're definitely.
You're looking at 30 band.
Yeah, on average in the UK, I think the average is 25, which is crazy. It's a crazy amount of money.
No, I'll just do a pandemic wedding, bro.
I'll go to the registry.
You know what? The registry is fine, but then there's...
What? You just want me to be married under God, innit? That's what you'd want for your friends?
No, I'm saying, no, do a registry. Of course, everyone's got to do a registry. Whether it be on the wedding or a month or a year later, or a year before, sorry. It doesn't necessarily matter to me, but me, I was like, do a registry, just have family, and then that's it, man.
I'm not spending... Like, let's buy a house.
Yeah, facts.
No, but it's not what you want, it's what your wife wants as well.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty locked in, and she's already expressed. She doesn't see the point in the whole thing.
Oh, you're so lucky.
It's more for them.
Demi won. Demi's
well,
up.
Actually, she could be saying this now, but.
No, you're up. You're actually up. Cause women,
yeah, but you're Nigerian and you're the firstborn, so you got to have a big one. Sorry,
I don't have to do anything.
Nah, man, it's not your option anymore. I'm not Nigerian, so I don't care.
Your parents, not on my watch.
Nah,
and plus, somebody
I'm quite fortunate
watch.
In that they're both quite Western, though. Like you man know my mum. She's not really.
Yeah, but you're
like
Nigerian,
that.
Bro.
Maybe, but okay, I can only speak for myself and personally what
I want.
Yeah,
but you're the firstborn, though.
Like, are we gonna have a discussion here or no? I know these things about myself, but I personally, I just don't.
And you're the one to continue so your lineage,
the legacy.
Hey, you're the one to continue Fahimi.
House Fahimi, bro.
House Fahimi. It's a noble home, by the way.
That's a noble.
It's a noble home. Ladies, check in.
Listen, bro.
But nah, I think it's just so much to spend. I'm not even trying to. I would love to do it. Do you know what? If it was a much cheaper experience, when you think about it, it's incredible to get all your friends together under one for one day and be like, yo, let's celebrate the love that I have with this person. But I think it's just got a bit silly how expensive an experience has become.
I would still go for it, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
But what? 30,000's a lot, man,
for a day.
Nonsense, really, if I'm being real. Let's keep it a buck.
And you know what's mad? People still get divorced.
Over 50%.
Coming like Thanos, bro. Right.
That's why certain men just jump off the roof.
I think you can like, avoid that. I hear it. I think people are picking the wrong
people. I see why they just jump off a roof. They'd be like, nah, man, this is too much. What? I spent all this money. Then I did the engagement ring. Then I went, spoke to your dad.
Man.
Then you just turn around and say, I found another person. Bye, here's the papers. And you take half. Bruv, head first.
Sacrifice you gotta take.
Shit's into it.
You know what? That's what God sees, man. He says, literally, you know what? That's my son.
Have it run, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I hear it. I think it just seems like an awful.
I'm not claiming that portion upon my life, but I'm just saying I know that, you know.
It's an awful lot to say.
I know what has to be done, and what has to be done has to be done. That's it.
Indeed.
Indiddly.
But if it was me, what it would be was her family, my family, we go to one location, we celebrate. And when I say family, I mean immediate family.
Mm.
So it's her immediate family, my immediate family. We go there, we celebrate, and that's it. That's one wedding. And then if we decide to have a second one, we'll renew the vows after 5 years, and then that's it. That's when people can come.
Say less.
But that would be my thing, but more so.
Yeah, I think that's a good
word. A wedding is a wedding, and it's like, that's always on their mind. So you got to pay for that.
And say that again?
You got to pay for it. I mean,
who?
Like a wedding is always on a woman's mind, isn't it? So they've always wanted it. Well, majority of them have always wanted it. I say majority, so there's always the few that just want.
Yeah. And yeah, I agree. I think it just, my bottom line will always be, it just seems like a lot to spend. But hey, people from Hayes have great weddings, it sounds like.
We don't make the rules, man. We're just here to participate.
Yeah, for real. Lock in.
Have you guys seen
who's from West, man?
That's the thing. I don't even know.
Not what? Northwest, but who's from West? Who's from Hayes? Who's a rapper?
I don't think they have anyone, but West has rappers.
West has Central C, I guess, if you want to keep it.
Diggity, AJ Tracy.
Yeah, true.
Yes, but that's West London. Hayes.
I don't know, but I didn't even know. Hayes
I think Hayes Hayes has
I don't know West like that. So
nah, me neither.
This was news to me.
That is funny as hell. Have you guys seen the new TFL lines
for
the Overground?
Oh, they've given it new names. So I saw the Lioness one. Fair enough. How about it?
Windrush line.
Huh?
But
I think I suspect.
Hang on. So I thought this way as well initially. Demi looks absolutely.
Hey, that's the suspect. What the fuck?
Wait.
So you give us a line.
Cheeky line. I initially had that reaction. I was like, yeah, they're taking the piss here. But then they interviewed this old lady who was here when the Windrush, or I don't know if it was her parents who were here when the Windrush happened.
Okay.
And she felt really proudful about it. And she explained that it's a good like way to commemorate that generation of people because they contributed to what happened here. So a lot of you may feel, initially I felt that way too. We may feel a certain way about it, but there's actually a group of black people from that generation who are happy that that's happened.
No, it's
but it is wild.
I don't think Windrush is a bad thing. Like I think the idea was great. A lot of us, even if it's a few generations after, have benefited from it. It's the way they've treated them afterwards. They were on. It's not got a good terminology now. Some people came here because it was the motherland. If you lived in a Commonwealth nation and you came to the UK, you didn't need papers. That was the pretense that they came under. They came over under. And then they sent a lot of people back
yeah.
because they said, Well, you don't have the official papers to be here. What the actual fuck? So there's no way you can spin the Windrush narrative to be a positive thing now. Respect to that lady, but I'm sorry. Fuck that opinion, low-key. Like, not after what's happened. I think there's positive things have come from the Windrush, and we're all here. And you look at how many successful people of colour who are Brits are now here because of it. Cool. But I just think the way they played with them recently, I'm not here for it. And that word to me doesn't have a positive meaning. I don't want to see a line after it. What the fuck am I going to do? I'm 5 minutes late. I'm on the Windrush line.
Respect what was me, it called please. Before?
It was all just the overground because, yeah, there wasn't a specific line. But there's so many lines that they figured, let's rename them. Let me find the list for you guys. There's more.
No, that's a slap in the face, man.
For real, man. The Lioness one I was rocking with, they do deserve something to...
Some weird-ass names. Lioness, Mild May, or no. Mild May, I don't know how to pronounce it, Windrush, Weaver, Suffragette, and Liberty. Suffragette is crazy.
No, man, it's the overground.
I'm stuck on a suffragette line.
Yeah, I'm stuck on a suffragette line.
Because now, bro, it's more confusing than ever. I'm on the overground. That's it. That's all I know. I know you're not orange one. Mm. Now there's a bunch of them. It's like, bro, I haven't got time for this. And then more so, you thought that this would be great, a great gift. I'm not being unappreciative. I'm just thinking about the aspect of everything that has happened, like you've explained.
Listen, someone...
And then Lioness... You know what? They did.
I'm gonna let them have that. Like, I don't think I
understand that.
Listen, someone check on Joey Barton because
he must be throwing up right now.
He's swinging the walls right now. It's
Joe Budden.
nah, Joey Barton. There's this ex-footballer who's just racist.
And all of the phobics.
All the above.
His brother caught an M for killing a black man.
Yeah.
Well, at least he wears his racism with pride.
Play for Millwall, so that kind of tells you what you need to know.
Oh, is it?
JB. Yikes.
Yeah, for real. Not the JB pod.
I was about to say, what's Joe Budden doing?
Joe Budden.
Yeah, them names for the Lions are abhorrent.
Fair enough.
I
just thought it was pretty whoever funny.
And the worst thing is, they go through a process of like, yeah, do you think this is a good idea? Do you think...
Yeah,
and then you give us one section, bro.
I think it's
this is what's his name? Sadiq Khan can do.
I mean, they want him up out of here, you know.
Yeah, they
want him. I didn't know how
he needs to, he needs to live.
Yeah,
he,
people he do not like that.
Yeah, because Ulez right now is a joke. Yeah, Ulez is far of a joke. I don't know if I mentioned this.
Is your beef with Ulez that it goes too far out?
It's not that it goes too far out. It's just that right now you're taking the piss.
I can't
because
hear it though.
What you're doing is you're incentivizing the whole automotive industrial, the whole industry, basically to make cars. Because the thing is, once you buy a car, you don't really need a new car. All you need to do is just go to MOT, maybe get a new part, and then that's it. Now, all that's happening is saying within these certain years, if you get within these certain years, then it's ULEZ compliant. And then the next thing, you're going to move again. And again, and then now you're going to expand.
You're encouraging people to buy newer cars.
That's ultimately what it is.
I thought it was more of a thing. I hear that argument, but I thought it was more of a thing of older cars.
Yeah, the longer you keep a car, the worse the emissions.
Yeah, so
come from the car.
And we only have one planet. I'm kind of behind. No one has good ideas on how to make us more sustainable and a better planet, but we have to try some things. My issue with it was he was encroaching too far out. Like, some of it was the way it was going, I was like, it weren't your business.
Yeah. And then there's Mercedes-Benz, there's BMW.
The diesel thing as well.
That situation, it just never made sense.
They are hypocrites, bro.
Yeah. Now it's a case where it's like, oh, okay, now you're going to do the pay per mile. The whole thing that's been uncovered, that's where he's just paying like another project, like to find a way if he can do pay per mile.
There's a country like, that's done that already that they're trying to teeth that from.
Pay per mile.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know which one it is.
What do you mean?
Do what they're
exactly doing. What it states.
Basically, if you have a car that is
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I don't know if it's compliant or not compliant, but you have to pay as much as you drive. It's pay as you drive, basically. So if you're going to 10K, you got to pay £10.
But then, do you know what the problem is? A lot of London is... But make London more connected, because the south is a mess. It shouldn't. There's certain places,
and they put the flower pots in the middle of the road during the pandemic.
He's just been a bad mayor. I don't think I was on his side for a long period of time. But the more I speak to people and the more I see it for myself, I'm just a bit like, Sadiq, man, come on.
Because
like,
that was there.
I can't back you. Because his new recent thing about making Fridays, he's lowered the price to go into the city, but no one gets the tube on a Friday. Most people work from home on a Friday. That's their elected day. So you're not gonna get, no one's gonna go in just because you cheapened it. Like, it's not gonna make people think, guess I'm gonna go into the office now.
Yeah.
Brother.
And then on top of that as well, it's the fact that like with the flower pots in the middle of the road, the reason why they've done that is to reduce pollution and like try and reduce the traffic, but you just create more traffic.
Yeah, the 20 miles per hour thing as well. Because I drive for work. This would like,
brother,
fam. And there's cameras everywhere, so you can't. Try force it. You're done. It's collapsed. So I'm going 20 miles per hour, and I'm like, I could easily hit.
You're finished, because South is the worst for it.
Yeah, South easily.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's I don't drive to South London because of it. It's so
for work, I cover South. It's a,
you're
like,
finished.
I'm talking bumper to bumper with the cars as well. Like, it's a mess. Yeah. And there's so much roadworks.
Yeah.
Like, how can, when are they going to be done?
And then also,
Old Street,
I
please.
I think the great thing that we did was the cycle lane. However, the cycle lane has just caused more traffic.
I don't think the cycle lane's that bad.
No, I said the good part. It's a great idea, because at least cyclists are okay.
They're safe. And the thing that drives cyclists me about cyclists, I'm like, please get out of the road. I want to run you over. Because it's impossible to overtake them, and they're going so slow. So I'm holding up traffic now, and I've got people honking at me. Brother, you can see my man's going 2 miles per hour. What can I do?
And he's tired of it.
Driving in London is just a miserable experience. People are too in love with their horn.
I feel for you. You live in a bit where...
What?
You love the horn, yeah?
Oh, come on.
You live in a part of London where driving is just...
It's a mess.
It's impossible.
Yeah,
it's not even worth it. South is the absolute worst.
Trying to get from SW to SE is a mission.
That's a joke, bro.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I think my biggest issue with the car thing is just the hypocrisy. Not even the hypocrisy, it's the moving of goalposts. Because I remember 10 years ago, they were saying how diesel was the most harmful. And now they're saying...
It's the most efficient.
It's not even that it's the most efficient. It's that they're just changing their minds constantly. So for you, Les...
So not, they've now said diesel's okay, because people had to give up their diesel car.
That's what's happening with ULEZ. So between, what is it? I think it's, if it's older than 2005, you have to get rid of it.
Mm.
No, sorry. If the diesel is 2016 and younger, you have to, 2016 and older, you have to get rid of it. If it's unleaded and older than 2005 or 2003, you get rid of it. But that's not even the worst thing. It's that they've done that to incentivize people to get electric cars, because electric cars are cheaper. Well, I say cheaper. They're more expensive. They're safer for the environment, but you don't pay tax on it. Guess what they're going to do in the next few years? And they've already announced that they're going to do it. Oh, if you have an electric car in London, you have to pay road tax again. So all the benefits that they were trying to present to everybody,
It's just nonsense, in my opinion.
They're trying to get money.
I can't see him get re-elected. He's gonna lose by a landslide.
And not only that, electric cars are not even that environmentally friendly.
No, they're not. I mean, in terms of, I still have to charge it, and then that battery, like, Congo's on fire.
Right, the battery is gonna die in I don't know how many years.
What's it made of? Is it lithium?
Lithium. Mm. So it's like, remember BlackBerry batteries? Oh. Exactly the same concept. So then two, Congo's, yeah, we all know about Congo. Mm. And then three on top of that is the fact
that... Is Congo the only country with lithium, or is that...
No, there's China, there is the United States, there is Congo. It's just that Congo is the cheapest.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be.
And no one can compete with that because of how they exploit
Congo. Yeah, like, this is modern day slavery. Them men are working.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I don't know what the climate's like out there, but I've seen some...
Our kids and everything.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, not only that, so I mentioned there is the lifespan of the battery. You can't, I mean, in terms of recycling it, you don't really get much out, so it's not really that great. Mm. What else? Well, I think I mentioned the points already, but the one point I haven't mentioned is the fact that the amount of electricity you use
to charge it
is cool. However, it affects everything else. So if we as a nation are not using sustainable energy, so we're using coal, we're using gas or whatever the case is. Mm. Guess what the batteries are using? We're just plugging it into
a wall. That's what my thought process was anyway.
Yeah.
At
the end of the day, we're still causing more pollution.
Because it's got to charge up anyway. And do you know what? These men, they want a bag, because I know full well if they wanted to, cars could run on water.
The next one is hydrogen, but I think hydrogen is like the best out of all of them. However, it's the most dangerous. Because if
that blows up,
yeah, it's not just you that's dying; it's everyone else.
Hey, listen,
like, let's say you're in traffic. Like Oppenheimer. Yeah, no, honestly,
and what if you're in traffic? Hydrogen bomb.
Honestly, bro, if you're in traffic, and then there was like, let's say, 10 cars with hydrogen bombs. That's it.
Only me. Only you. It'd be peak. It'd be so peak, bro. Oh. Bane weren't lying when he said that shit is...
I thought that's what you was referring to, but I couldn't...
No, I was.
He said, only you.
Only you. Hey, that's a legendary episode of this show.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
only
yeah.
you, bro.
But, I mean...
No, that's... you're right. It's mad dangerous. It's not even worth it. Really and truthfully, it's not worth it.
Oh, my God.
So we're damned if we do, damned if we don't.
For real.
However, it's an avenue that can be explored, and I think it will be very successful. But the moment one car blows up,
it's not worth it, man.
Because the thing is, if a car blows up with petrol or diesel,
they don't really blow up that much.
It's not even
anyway.
That. If they blow up, at least you have 5 seconds to get out of the car. Yeah, cool. If it blows up, it blows up, and then that's it. Like, let's say it blows up next to your house, it's fine. If a lithium battery blows up, that thing is staying on fire for another couple of hours. Because you can't just put water in it. It's wild. Mm. If a hydrogen car blows up...
Kalas.
Forget it.
Like...
Everything's gone.
The next two streets down are going to know about it.
Yeah. Boom.
That's the name of the episode.
Boom is crazy.
Oh, God.
Whatever, man.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I don't know. I do feel we have to make more of an effort to... be sustainable and protect the planet. I do believe that. Like, there's no getting around it.
Agreed.
As far as we know, at this moment in time, we only have one planet that can sustain human life, and we don't want to mess that up. And we are. It does look like a lot of people are now trying to make the efforts to try and reverse a lot of the damage we've done, and a lot of the things to reverse that. I think there will be ideas that will be presented that we won't like. But I just don't want to see stupid shit or hypocritical shit happen on the way there.
Yeah.
Like, because an electric car is a better option, but I still have to charge it, and it's still using, as you said, coal and gas.
Yeah.
You're going to have to explain that one to me, buddy.
Yeah. Or we just use free energy, like Nikola Tesla said.
We use what?
free energy. Like,
what about kinetic energy? No? Huh?
Yes, we can, but it's...
Get powered by hamsters.
So let me guess this. Let me get this straight. You're in a car which has a bike in it. So you're powering the car by using the bike. So you're like... that's crazy.
Rick and Morty. Yeah. Where there's a whole world in the car powering the car.
Sustainable.
Yeah?
Yo, that recent season of Rick and Morty was actually pretty good, you know?
Yeah, it was very good. Finale was one of the best. Cooked.
It's the one with the hole, right?
That
was crazy.
That was trippy. That was a mindfuck. I really love that show, man. It's probably one of my favorite shows of all time. I know sometimes when they miss. It's borderline unwatchable.
That Ice-T episode, I was like, what am I watching?
No, do you know what's the dragon episode?
Yeah, that was terrible.
The Ice-T episode was pretty bad.
It was so dumb. I sat there like, I can't believe I've given 25 minutes of my life.
Yeah, it's fucked. And you keep, because they have such high quality.
You're thinking at some point episode,
it's... Yeah, you think, oh, this will pick up and land. Doesn't.
Ice-T episode was so dumb. It was basically numbers versus letters, and the numbers come and invade a land with letters. But Ice-T is actually a water. Like, his character is like literally a tea, but he's like water. It's just bare dumb. I can't even explain it. It's so dumb. Yeah, yeah. But it all have like guns. Like, I was like, this, who, the person who wrote this was high.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the only way you can explain this.
But I think a lot of them are, and I think it is, especially.
Or are
now,
they like, the mathematicians like The Simpsons?
Meta humor. Not of that kind of vein, but like there are some things that they like kind of cheekily reference that happens in real life where it's just like, oh shit, you guys know what you're talking about.
Mm.
It's more like of a reflection as opposed to a projection, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas obviously The Simpsons shit is weird. Like, you see,
I think it's Futurama you're referencing, whereby an actual scientist on Futurama.
No, but they had mathematicians on The Simpsons. Like, all of them were mathematicians. Both,
yeah, to be fair.
Yeah.
Whoever invented The Simpsons also helped create Futurama. So yeah, there's an overlap there. So you're right.
I say mathematicians, I mean pure mathematics.
Like one of them used Futurama to prove his theory about if everyone in the world swapped consciousness, how many times would it take until you got back to yourself?
Bruh.
Yeah, he was able to figure it out. And he used the show to prove his point. Which is fascinating.
That's too much for my brain right now.
I'm not asking you to even compute that.
I wanted to, but it's too much right now.
Have you guys seen the Fantastic Four reveal?
That's actually a really good topic. So Pedro Pascal as Mr. Fantastic, Pedro. Vanessa Kirby as the Invisible Woman. I want to say his name's Quavo. Quavo as Johnny Storm. Flame on.
That's insane.
The Thing is Cousin.
Really?
Wow. That woman.
I feel like you'd watch that. The Bear?
I haven't seen it yet.
This woman is just, I don't know. What's her name? What's the woman's name?
Who? Vanessa Kirby. She's from Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful
That's
actress.
A great choice.
Yeah.
I like who they got to play Johnny Storm, but I've only seen him in Stranger Things Season 4. He plays Eddie.
Oh, swear.
Yeah.
Oh, mad. Man like Eddie. Interesting. Eddie's the one that, became evil and went nuts right on my bugging. Is Eddie the other guy?
No. Eddie was the one in the latest season who...
That's the Donnie from Daredevil. No, Punisher. The tall Don.
Yes. The man that plays they've got to play The Thing. You're right.
Oh.
Phenomenal actor as well. I enjoyed his work on that show.
He's good. And what I've seen of him in The Bear, he's very good. And he's won an Emmy for his work on there. I think they've done well. As with all things Marvel at the moment, I need to see it before I even judge, because you could have that stacked cast and still manage to fumble it. But I think it's good. I wish they'd been more imaginative with their choice for Mr. Fantastic. I feel like this moment in time, Pedro Pascal is an incredible actor and I'm enjoying him in a lot of the things he's in, but I feel like he's starting to become a bit overexposed. I just don't feel that the exciting option.
But Kang is black.
Well, I said this when they announced it. But to be fair...
Wait, you've lost me.
Kang is technically...
Oh, his son.
Yeah. Right, well, not his son,
he's
but like...
a descendant.
Of him. Yeah, that happens. 2-3 generations, boom. You're no longer black.
You breed them out.
Yeah. Get rid of them. Weed them out from the
Weed
source.
Weed them out is crazy.
I don't know if I'm excited, but I'm just like, let's see.
Yeah,
I'm
cool
kind of neutral. Yeah, let's
I think they could have... There was...
There's high stakes. It's coming out next year, which is quite interesting.
Like, well, they got to get to filming. Get to work.
I think they've realised, like, all right, enough dilly-dallying. Let's just get straight to
it.
Yeah,
they have to.
Because obviously Deadpool this year will
and I
do
think
what it does,
I wouldn't be surprised if the end credit scene for Deadpool kind of has something to do with Fantastic Four. That would be my guess. It might
I think so. I think it would be wise for them to. You never know. Like they in Marvel headquarters, they're probably viewing like this phase as like filler, and they probably thought it would have done better than it did, and it hasn't. But
I don't
now
know how they could
there's
have
enough. There's yeah, enough they, like catalog and IPs that they could easily like bring us
enough,
back.
So. Enough playing around now. Let's get to the shit.
Yeah, man.
And I hope Deadpool is the start of that. It has to be.
And I hope they, as I said in the group chat, I just hope that they don't change X-Men, the animation.
I'm not giving, don't pay that too much mind.
You'll see it.
I'm not going to watch it.
No, you'll see it on TikTok. But someone will investigate.
Okay, what do you mean? I'm not actually going to watch that show, is what I'm saying.
It's, so majority of Disney's or, even yeah, so basically Disney has... taken some of its old content and then revamped it.
Yeah.
However, they've either taken something out, replaced it, or they've added something in.
Okay.
That we don't know of until someone says, "I remember seeing this in the film and now it's not there."
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think this animated show is a carbon copy of what we watched when we was young or what was out.
I thought it was to revamp it.
No. It's literally, I think it's a whole new idea. Yeah, so don't worry about stuff like that. I know what you're saying. There are things like that Disney Plus has had to do. In fact, fucking hell, there's certain films that when Disney Plus shows it now, they'll say, "Hey, listen, this is from a bygone era. There's some racist shit in this."
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're comfortable, please proceed. Pocahontas. Looking at you
as we proceed to give you what you need.
But yeah, so I mean, good cast. I can't fault it. Like everyone in there can act. Everyone in there deserves this moment. I'm the only choice though that I'm like hitting the nail on the head is Vanessa Kirby as the Invisible Woman. The other three. I know they were really heavy on a Jewish actor playing Ben Grimm because canonically or in the comics, he is of Jewish descent.
I see.
And the man who they have now got is Jewish. So have at it. And to be fair, once you've
Jewish.
Once you do that, you limit the pool of people you can call on.
What number, what minute was that? That's crazy. I don't even know. That was crazy. That felt racist. I'm joking.
And then the guy they've got to play, Johnny Storm, he's only done one big thing to my knowledge, and that is Stranger Things. So I don't know. But look, like you said, I think we just all have to wait and see, let them get into it, and then we'll go from there.
Well said.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Listen, man, they should have cast Zendaya as the Invisible Woman, bro. Instead of getting her looking like C-3PO on the flipping red carpet.
She's great though, man. I can't hate.
Yeah, she looked great, but the fit was crazy. Spider-Man.
Huh? Yeah,
she's locked into Spider-Man. Have you seen Madam Web?
I'm not. Apparently, it's awful.
We as a collective need to walk into Marvel Studios and say, please just take a couple billion, walk over to Sony and get your IP back, because
yeah, they're tarnishing it.
What
there.
The hell are Sony doing?
Yeah. Like, what the this actual hell Morbius, are they doing? They're putting that shit in a grave.
Spider-Man's coming out next year, by the way.
What?
Spider-Man.
Which one?
Five?
What do you mean, four?
Sorry, four.
Which one?
Should be.
Who's?
Tobey Maguire or?
No, Holland. MCU one. Should be, yeah. Should what, be. Where, how, so Sony send out this
is that
group company. I can bleep this out. They sent out this like group company, like financial statements about the year and what they've done in the quarter. And it shows like the prospective release schedule of everything coming out. And it says untitled Sony live action for May 2025. Now the last movie came out, what, 2022?
One, maybe
two or one.
It was pandemic-ish time,
yeah,
wasn't
two,
it?
Two or
so
one.
They're due one.
Okay, when they're gonna start filming?
I don't know. Maybe like
tomorrow
in the summer, probably. It takes about a year turnaround, though. Year and a half turnaround.
Yeah. I guess okay. Maybe.
I'll be surprised if it doesn't come out in the next 2 years. But I looked at it, like the only one that they've announced which is coming out is Vulture. Right?
What do you
is
mean?
Is a Vulture? No, sorry, not Vulture.
Craven the Hunter.
Craven.
So, but what if that means... Is the Craven film coming out this year?
I think so.
I don't know what Sony's doing.
So I'm just assuming that basically like the movie is
are these things... Like, when the film... Because everything I've seen about this film is that it is awful. Like, it's one of the worst films ever released. Da-da-da-da. All of that stuff that you can say about a bad film.
In the trenches.
Are they doing this as a tax write-off? They have to be.
You know, I really don't know what their logic is. I don't know. Sony do things very well.
Yeah,
but for some no, in general. Not just movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In general, they make like ghosty, music wise incredible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
PlayStation makes a ton of money. But for some reason their movie department, they just do weird,
no real
weird stuff. So I'm just saying Marvel needs to just go to them and say, give it back to us, let us do it properly. Or just tell them what we've done with Spider-Man, give us the same rights for the rest of the characters and we'll do them justice.
But no, like, they're
not making money
for a Madam Web film.
They're not making money.
No disrespect to them girls, but like, it's a real stain on their career. Like, Sydney Sweeney, she was looking to get out of here. Does not look good on your CV that you have a film this bad.
I don't know what the logic is behind it. You looked at the movies that the guys who wrote it had done in the past and they're like, this was gonna be bad.
I don't understand. Like, who's okay in this? You know, I could have... There's no shame. It's hard because... But there's no shame in saying, this is really bad. We're not gonna release this, guys. Like, I still feel quite bad about the Batgirl film that was like... finished and they shelved and they said they're going to take this as a tax write-off. But maybe Hollywood should do that more, because I've not seen anyone have a good word to say about this film.
Wait,
and all of the film reviewers that I watch on YouTube, a lot of them try to be fair.
Nah, we need to see this. What Batgirl film?
It was supposed to come out this year.
Skin.
A lot of the film reviewers I've seen try to be fair. There's no redeeming qualities about this film.
I will not be watching it. Maybe I'll watch it on the plane, like how I watched Morbius on the plane.
Do you know what? I'd
fuck Leslie Grace.
That movie is shit.
Oh, don't get
that movie is so bad.
It's terrible. But I think I spent so much time laughing at it.
Oh, right. You didn't
take
it seriously.
I came away feeling like, oh, you know what? I was able to find enjoyment in it. You know when he's a child and I was a bit like, yo, they're stomping him the fuck out.
Yo, they crashed it on him still.
For real.
That movie is so dumb.
Like, nothing can prepare. I've seen it on
YouTube. My man's dance.
But seeing it in the film, the context to it.
Gross.
The song is awful. I know he picked that as well.
Yeah,
he's like the type of guy to be like, oh, come over to my house. I'll show you this Russian rap.
100%.
Leslie Grace looks wonderful, though.
Listen, man, I think ultimately...
Oh, 29?
29. Bando Baby.
Oh, I mean, Bando Baby. I shouldn't be.
Listen, even like, you know, I don't know. This is one of them ones. Sony need to really think about what they're doing with this Sony with this Spider-Man universe about Spider-Man. Like, what is that all about? Like, come on.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense. Like, you're not going to get far. They know it as well, because they know the second they touch... I don't think they're allowed to touch anything Tom Holland anyway.
No, but I think there's more money to be made if they collaborate together at the end of the day.
Oh, so much more. And if you want to do these films and you put that in the contract, explain it. Because I understand wanting to flesh out Spider-Man's world, but what Spider-Man is this? Is it Andrew Garfield? Is it Tobey Maguire? Because Ben Parker and, Sally Parker, who's Peter Parker's mum, are in Madam Web. But
My Man's one.
It can't be Tobey Maguire.
Andrew Garfield's one is what you're saying.
I don't know who's.
Listen, whoever's... I'm telling you,
I don't think it can really be Tom Holland, so I don't know.
Michael Jackson was supposed to be Uncle Ben.
Right, on that note.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
Nah, I heard that rumor. I think he auditioned for it, but what am I gonna say?
Spider hee hee.
With our great hee.
Responsibility.
You gotta look at the man in the mirror.
With great power comes great responsibilities. It's crazy.
What are you doing there? So dangerous. Get down.
Get down, Peter Parker.
Shimon. That is gross.
Oh my god.
Wait, that was funny. Alright. Is there anything else we didn't get into? I guess we only got 2 minutes left.
Nah, it doesn't make sense, because at the end of the day, they did Tobey Maguire, they did Andrew Garfield, and they participated in Tom Holland. They participated. So everything else that they do,
it can't be any of them.
It's a tax write-off, man. Just throw it in the bin.
I think we've got to look at films more now and be like, oh, that was a tax write-off. Like, just chalk it to the game. Because if I was an actor, I would be begging, please don't let this come out. Like, don't release this.
I'm going to go on Wikipedia after this and look at how much money it cost to make and how much they actually made.
That's easy to...
I guarantee you they're breaking
Batgirl was 90 mil. Batgirl. That was the budget.
But I think the Batgirl thing, I kind of get it, because the overall DC hierarchy was changing.
Yeah, it was done.
So that stuff unfortunately happens. But this Sony stuff where nothing's changing, something funky is going on here. I don't want to get fired for saying this, but you don't need to figure it out. Because this doesn't make no damn sense.
In the trenches.
In the trenches.
Our music.
Hey, what's occurring?
Ah, yeah, I said I was listening to drum and bass. It's not drum and bass, it's liquid drum and bass.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's more of a vibe that I think is more palatable.
Okay.
Overall.
I'm going to pick a song by Schoolboy Q called Yearn 101. He's teasing his comeback. Seems like he's in good spirits. Seems like there's energy behind him. He seems happier, seems focused.
Who's this?
I'm very excited. Schoolboy Q. He's dropping an album in 3 weeks.
Okay.
Damn. 2 weeks even. So I'm excited. I hope
I'm going
the and, best for him.
Big Hit and The Game. It's too hard. Pause. Like, it's just way too gangster.
What do you mean?
It's too gangster. Like, he's just really gangster. Just...
Is he talking that shit?
Yes.
What's his song?
Album.
Oh, The Game dropped a new album.
The Game and Big Hit. Hit Boy's dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Fair enough, then.
It's in the blood.
Is Big Hit rapping?
Yeah. He's rapping.
My choice is Strand. No Peace, No Time.
That's a better song that he's put out.
So. That beat is incredible. Good. Do you know what? Fair play to him. If I can say one thing about him, he's got good beat selection. But I do. If I was his management, I'd be like, you need to move off from this sound a little bit.
Yeah, because
you're not 50 Cent, and it's not 2003. It worked with, I'd say, the first two singles, but anyway.
Yeah. You know what? I'm saying all this cap, yeah. Have you picked your song email? Sorry.
No. Go on. Continue.
So all these Sony movies, Venom 1, Venom 2, Morbius, Madam Web, cost roughly $400 million. Worldwide box office, 1.6 billion. So they've made
Venom
money.
Did a lot of the heavy lifting there.
Yeah, yeah. Venom 1 made a lot of money.
700?
800. Damn. Almost 900 million.
How much?
856 million.
Now, if you factor in, you can do whatever you want, you know.
If you factor in marketing, yeah, they've made money.
Yeah.
It's because of Venom. That is jokes. So Venom made them all the money.
I like the Venom films, though.
Yeah, the second one was a bit of a nothing film, but the first one was legitimately, I actually thought it was a good film.
Yeah, yeah, I had fun with it. And like, Tom Hardy, he's the sort of guy that gives 110%.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta love Tom Hardy, man.
Hardy's an insane surname.
The Hardy Boys is crazy. That's the name of the episode. The Hardy Boys is crazy. Matt and Jeff were getting it in over there. Don't you? Didn't that ever occur to you?
That's a gross name.
Matt and Jeff. That's right. Oh, they were squabbling.
Levi, the artist.
Levi.
Yeah, he just dropped something.
Oh yeah, I saw him on his Instagram. Is it anything? Not anything. I don't know if that's the name.
Yeah, song. Yeah, that's the song. That's the song.
Shouts out to
me,
good episode,
Dad.
That was fun.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.